Mr. Krasny, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us what you do at Krasny Financial.
We are a fee-based money management and financial planning firm. We sit down with folks and figure out what they've got and what they're looking to accomplish and a way to do it. We do it on a fee basis without charging commission.
All right, well, I'm looking to save money when I pay taxes, and I saw a story out, and you're going to help me understand this. And we're going to talk about patching the alternative minimum tax. What is the alternative minimum tax?
The alternative minimum tax was what's called a parallel tax system that was instituted back in 1969. In order to make sure that everybody paid their fair share of tax. In years past, tax shelters were investments that used to give the investors substantial deductions that were used to offset taxable income. So, for example, if somebody had $50,000 of taxable income and invested $10,000 or $20,000 in a tax shelter, they might be able to get $50,000 worth of deductions from that $10,000 or $20,000 investment and thereby have no taxable income and pay no tax. Well, the government said, wait a minute, this isn't fair, this isn't reasonable, something's got to be done. And so they put in place an alternative minimum tax designed to make sure everybody paid their fair share.
What does it mean when we patch the alternative minimum tax?
Well, as inflation has moved from 1969 up to today in 2010, inflation has pushed numbers higher and higher and higher. And as a result, people who were never contemplated to be paying alternative minimum tax are now finding themselves squarely in the midst of those brackets. So people who are today earning $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 with two income families are finding themselves in a position where if this exemption called this patch is not put in place again, then it's going to affect about 25 million additional taxpayers, and they're each going to wind up paying an additional $2,000 to $5,000 in federal income tax.
All right, so
that wasn't what was intended.
So you've mentioned that the delay in the patching is already causing problems for large numbers of middle class and middle income taxpayers who face a huge increase in their tax payments if Congress does not act soon. What's been the delay? What's Congress been doing?
That's the $64,000 question. You know, Congress says they did get health care through because the Democrats pushed it through based on their numbers, but there has been no bipartisanship this year in Congress. There has been no dealing with the estate tax issue as well. You know, there's no estate tax in 2010 either, and there was supposed to be a recognition of that fact and a change in the estate tax law so that when people die, the government gets a reasonable fair share of their worldly stuff. Well, that's another one that's hanging open. And because it's hanging open, a guy like George Steinbrenner in 2010, when he passed away, had a $1 billion-plus estate. And there are many with no estate tax being paid. So Congress has adjourned. They are in the break now going up to the election. They will come back for a short period of time after, and hopefully they will come to terms with, at the very least, the tax patch, because that will give an exemption to earners up to $70,000-some-odd.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Krasny Financial President Jonathan Krasny about the minimum the alternative minimum tax. And what I find interesting is we talk about this tax, Jonathan, but it was never indexed to inflation. You would have thought that that would have been put in.
Amazing. You would think that that would be fundamental. But here we are at a time when unemployment is 9.6%. People are losing their homes. We're going through tough times. President Obama has given a tax cut, he says, to 95% of the taxpayers, but there are 25 million taxpayers that are going to be affected if they don't do something about this tax patch.
If you and I had to bet a cup of coffee, would you anticipate this will get taken care of before the election?
I think I would. But it might be cold coffee that we're drinking.
All right, Jonathan. Thanks so much. Jonathan Krasny, he's president of Krasny Financial. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Pleasure's all mine, Tony.